In 1979, the school closed and a new chapter began at Croom Court. The Hare Krishna movement, which had been founded in the 60s, was growing fast. The organisation needed a new base, a place to educate their children in the Hindu faith, and Croom fitted the bill perfectly. The Krishnas bought it, changed its name to Chaitanya College, and for the next 5 years it became home to about 200 devotees. Many of them can still remember the moment when they first saw Croom and what it meant to them. Here's Kishore, Yamuna and Kamala.
Walking down the hill here, I can remember, first of all, seeing the building sent my heart trembling, as a matter of fact, just seeing the awesome building, which is Croom Court. Just awesome. The colour as well, the beautiful sandy colour. And just seeing it, you know, sent shivers down my spine.
For me, when I came from Africa, I'd seen these pictures of Croom Court and I thought, oh, that looks very nice. Yes, I wouldn't mind living there.
I'm not surprised.
So it was a big adventure. It all seemed so magic. I wasn't too keen on the weather, of course, but Croom Court itself was, I just loved the atmosphere.
My fondest memory, and I sometimes even dream about it, were the long walks that we could do while we were chanting through the grounds. And there were some beauty spots around. There was the round building, Rotunda, which was very, very beautiful. And I used to love going and sitting in there and chanting because the echo was just a very quiet, quite romantic place.
Sally Sutton was one of the first to arrive at Croom and remembers the excitement of that first day, while Susan Black remembers when the Krishna deities were brought to the temple for the first time.
I do actually remember that very first day when the buses came from the manor and the parents came and we were showing everybody round and showing the children where they were going to stay. And we had one chap whose name was Bruce. He was a cabinet maker and carpenter, and he had made 3-tier bunk beds for all the children. Where the first archway is, the boys were upstairs above that, and the girls were above the classrooms.
The deities were brought up from the temple in London, and they were installed in the temple at Croom Court on this special cart altar. And we had a great big festival and people came from all over, and it really felt like the temple had been established at that point in time. And one of my special memories of being in the Krishnas relates to the day after the deities came. We were wandering around outside the temple in the sunshine, chanting our rounds with the children. And in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada, who founded it, he was associated with the swan. And we were standing outside the temple chanting our rounds, and three swans came up from the river, walked into the temple, looked at the deities, turned around and walked away again. We were just like, did that really happen? You know, that's just too, it was so weird, but it really felt like they'd come to say hello to the deities.
It was all a little out of the ordinary for the local residents and visitors, as Enid Smith and Wendy Hogarth recall.
I remember one evening I was sitting out here and suddenly my husband and I were aware of bells ringing in the background, and we thought, you know, whatever's happening, you know, and then suddenly this apparition came around the corner of this group of people in their long flowing robes ringing the bells and chanting the Hare Krishna. But the thing which struck us most was at the front they were leading two llamas. Never seen llamas in the streets in this country before. You know?
No.
Later in the year they had an open day. We went up to that. They had lots of displays. They had them singing and dancing. But the thing that struck me then was they had this temple. And when you went into it, the thing that struck you was pink. The walls everywhere was pink, and it was full of these like dolls dressed in colourful Indian dress all over the walls and everywhere. absolutely very striking.
I think the most fantastic thing was going into the room on the left of the hall as you went in, which they showed us with great pleasure how they had painted all the Adams decorations in bright colours. Took us all back with a shock, you know, but they were so proud of it. And the next thing they took, us into the indoor riding school. That was great fun too, because the whole of the community was sitting in there and they were making paper garlands and streamers because they were going to have a festival.
Festivals and love feasts were part and parcel of Krishna life. Here are some memories from devotees Sailendra, Kamala and Gora.
Sunday feasts were one of the main open days for the Hare Krishna movement. And what we used to do is we would ask people to come and see what we were doing, to attend a program in the temple, get an opportunity to ask us questions. And anything to do with the Hare Krishna always ends in eating something. So we would always cook a massive Sunday feast. And Srila Prabhupada taught us how to prepare many nice different Indian delicacies.
Festival days, we would have lots and lots of visitors, hundreds and hundreds. And on big festival days, like Krishna's birthday, we'd have hundreds of other Krishna devotees from London coming. So we'd be cooking up a feast with sometimes 600 to 1,000 people.
We had a big festival chariot which we kept in the courtyard. The wheels are about 8 foot high. It's built after the Indian style. It's called the Jagannath Rathyatra chariot, and it's very large. The top of the chariot goes up on a kind of a mast. It stands about 40 feet high when it's wound up. We built one of those here. There's a number of them around the world in different temples. And then for the next couple of years, I looked after that chariot and took it to various festivals in this country, and we also took it to Italy for a festival.
Many of our current visitors remember seeing Krishna devotees on the streets of Worcester, Malvern and Pershore distributing booklets and chanting. They also went on courses and learnt to make jewellery and joss sticks, amongst other things, and these were sold at the festivals at Croom. Devaki Sutton, who grew up at the court, says it was an idyllic childhood.
Everything that I can remember was fun-filled. The swimming was fun and the games that we played outdoors were fun, and there was always a football match going on with the boys, and lots of tree climbing and just exploring the woods. We were outdoors constantly. And the treasure hunts, we used to have treasure hunts, didn't we? All through the woods up to the rotunda, just foil wrapped stones and things, and whoever could find the most. But over that amount of space, we'd be there all day searching for them.
Others also worked at Croom during this period. Malcolm Walford helped with the maintenance of the buildings, while Gordon Johnson was there as a labourer.
We'd done a lot of work for the Hare Krishnas. And it was a nice bit of income for GW Commons Limited. And I got on very well with one of the Hare Krishnas who I had to deal with the works. And we'd done a lot of work in the house, from top to bottom. Altering rooms, putting airing cupboards in, putting rooms up in the very top of the house, and which are called the Chinese rooms, I think. Showers put in. The man's name, the Hare Krishna's I dealt with, was called Gamya Gumya. But I couldn't always pronounce it, so I called him Kamikaze, I called him in the end. But he really wanted to keep the upkeep of Croom, and he was spending some money.
They had bullocks and some like that, and there's a holy cows, there was a holy ones. Anyway, one died, so they wanted to get rid of the carcass. I give him a phone number, because it was the foxhounds. Oh, they couldn't pick it up. And I found out and I had to tell it off for that. It shouldn't have gone to foxhounds. Well, the next one that died, they died at JCB and everyone in front of the court. Another silly thing they was trying to do, they was trying to I was in the garden with a couple of bullocks. You've never seen such a performance in all your life, a couple of bullocks.